you will hear a report about working holidays. Complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
When I first heard about working holidays, I couldn't believe my ears. I mean, things like meals, accommodation and getting around can be incredibly expensive in big cities. So getting these for free is amazing. You have to make your own entertainment some of the time as money is tight. But a working holiday is still a brilliant way to travel the world without saving up before you leave home. For my first working holiday, I didn't even go abroad. I worked in the kitchens at a hotel in London just after leaving school. I was 18. I had a brilliant time. And I got to know the city really well. I had a bike, so no travel costs. And I ate at the hotel three times a day. I was making £100 a week. The following summer, I worked in Cornwall, on the coast. It was unpaid, but I stayed in a hostel for free. Plus, I was given all my meals. We had to do conservation work for 4 days a week, and then we were allowed 3 days off. Although the other volunteers invited me to go to the beach or to play table tennis with them, in my free time, I was determined to learn to surf. I flew to my next working holiday, which was 2 weeks working in the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific. I thought I'd be asked to clear up rubbish the same as some of the other volunteers. I actually had to plant flowers to replace ones that had been damaged by tourists. I got to see giant Galapagos tortoises up close, but we didn't do any work with them. The following summer, I found a job teaching English to children at a summer camp in Thailand. All that was required was a little English and a lot of enthusiasm. After 3 weeks' work, we spent a weekend wandering around the capital of Thailand, Bangkok, which was great, followed by a week getting a tan on a beautiful island. But going trekking in the north of the country was the best bit about the whole trip for me. For my next trip, I'm travelling to Australia. Most backpackers visit the busy coastal cities, but they never experience the outback. That's the desert in the middle of the continent, hundreds of kilometres from the major cities. It's an extreme environment, and it takes a brave traveller to sign up for the 12-month Outback work experience. I'm a bit nervous, but I know I'll come home with incredible tales to tell.